This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Myles Garrett agreeing to stay in Cleveland thanks to a new contract. How are the two sides able to come back together here?
Well, Michael, you mentioned contracts, right? When you're talking about becoming the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, then that is one reason for a player to change his mind.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Odyssey, courtesy of the Rich Eisen Show, the Zach Gelb Show, ESPN as well. We have an off-season win, ladies and gentlemen.
So long.
Super Bowl! Super Browns! Yeah! Held it in all weekend. Well, all day yesterday, anyway.
It's a fun day, huh?
Should be. I did get some naysayers. We'll talk about them coming up in a bit. Felt good. Felt a surprise. Certainly a surprise. I got a text from somebody, and I ain't going to tell you who. And it was regarding a coworker here who was on the air, by the way, who was on the air midday yesterday. And regarding a coworker here going, you're going to read his tweets now that this is all done. And I was like cleaning out my truck and I had the vacuum going. I couldn't hear a thing. And I go, what's going on? And I didn't realize that. And when I said all done, I go, oh, my God, they did trade him. Oh, my God, they must have traded him. And then I saw this because you scroll through real quick and the Schefter thing popped up and it showed his picture. And I thought, I go, oh, they traded him. And I go, oh, it's an extension. Wow. Okay. Off we go.
What's weird, I want to know if this is the same for other people's phones and how they got the news. Because I don't have the alerts of any of the usual suspects.
I should have set that alert. I didn't.
And the Odyssey stuff, for whatever reason, under a new email, I'm not getting the Odyssey alerts, which is why we tell people to make sure.
We'll get that figured out.
Yeah, get your stuff up to speed. Mine wasn't. So
AEL at Syracuse.com is just getting pounded with notifications.
So I got the jokes from buddies and text threads before I got the actual news. So I'm looking at my phone going, I've got four different people texting me jokes about Myles Garrett before I actually got the Myles Garrett extension stuff. So I'm like, what the hell happened?
Then I had my phone off. I set it down and I came back and there was like 60 something things. Plethora of reaction. A lot of it positive. Some of it negative. I wish we could have saved a lot of negative reaction if he would have just came out and said, give me more money. Now, was he kind of flirting with the possibility of... Because if he would have given... you can say whatever you want to about the Browns. When it comes to players they think are going to be worth it, they'll pay whatever. They do not care. The cap stuff, I mean, I laugh in the cap's face for the most part. Players that they think are going to be worth it, because one player has been worth it, and then they have an historic contract of a player who's never been close to being worth it. But players they think are going to be worth it, they've never balked at throwing money at those players. And my first thought was, why didn't he just say it was about money? They had to pay him money. And I thought, well, did he think he could have had both? And so that's why he said that. Because I guess you could always look back and go, I don't have any hurt feelings over this. I see the business side of it and go, well, as long as he comes out and he plays well, none of us are going to go back to this and be mad about it or anything like that. So there is some confliction here. It's not all sunshine, roses, everything's great. There, a lot of it is because I want something to be happy about this offseason, and I'm happy about this because it's like, all right, that's one thing we don't got to worry about. I think it almost solidifies that the Browns are taking, about 95% sure the Browns are taking a quarterback at two, but we can discuss that. Or one. Maybe they trade up. I'm not sure. But there were so many different thoughts to go, well, why didn't he come out and say it was about money? He could have just came out and said that. But if he comes out and he says it's about money, then it's just done. Then they'll pay him the contract and that's it. Maybe he thought, hey, worst comes to worst, they'll pay me a bunch of money. Best, and this had to be a thought, maybe the best case scenario, whoever picked him up was going to pay him a record-breaking deal. And it was, I could get traded to a contender here. Maybe he didn't want to really do it, but hey, doesn't look like it was going to be very competitive here over the next couple of years. And I still think that this, as of right now, I mean, you can't turn the ball over the way they did over the last couple of years. It's just, it's almost an impossibility of the sport. But I look at it and like, okay, they won three games last year. As of right now, I see them being a 4-6 win football team. That's still not good. That still gets people let go. That still gets a lot of people upset. With Myles Garrett, it's a 4-6 win football team. But, all right, you got Joel back. You got him back. Maybe they do got something up their sleeve that they're thinking about here. Or maybe those one of those two quarterbacks at the top with a veteran QB is enough to make those guys say, you know what, the hell with it, let's go. Let's see what we can do here. Maybe there will be a professional effort given, and we'll see what we have. Because, I mean, last year was an out-and-out mess. And Joel Bitonio and those words to Jeremy Fowler stick out to me. But now you had Joel back literally the day after, and then this goes on with Miles. So there's a lot to digest here for a Browns fan.
I think the key, if we could know what was going on behind the scenes, I think the key fact would be what was the offer before, say, this weekend, say a month ago. I would love to know, and the dynamics of that offer, how much it truly evolved since this stuff happened, since Myles Garrett took it upon himself to go on the junket, go on the tour for a week down at the Super Bowl, and then to have some of the leaks that came out, especially the...
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A Pelissero leak, right as we're leaving Friday? Was it Friday the Pelissero stuff came
yes.
out?
Yes. Yeah.
Which was...
Pelissero and then Aditi had a tweet right after our show.
Yes, yes. So that Jimmy Haslam was not going to do a meeting or whatever and basically sent it right back down to Andrew Berry. And that was going to be how this was going to be negotiated. I would love to know.
Can't go back and look it up now because Twitter's down right now.
I'd love to know how materially that offer changed, if it changed at all, and the guarantees. See, that's the key here because Max Crosby signs and Miles' contract beats that by $5 million a year, not to mention it guarantees by like 30.
Yeah.
25, 30 million. Did the Browns not come close to that a month ago when they were talking to Clutch about his contract?
I can't
imagine.
Did
all of this get him 30 more million guaranteed?
I can't imagine. Because did it still, how could this argument between these two sides, how did that all of a sudden get you 30 extra million? If you're willing to dig in that deep,
well,
then it should have just been
that. You're waiting for a signing, right?
Yeah,
somebody else in Max Crosby.
So they didn't want to let him set the market is basically what it is. They were going to let someone else set their market for him? Maybe.
I mean, it does make sense that the Browns
Max
would
is younger.
It does make sense, though, that the Browns would want to get a deal done before Max Crosby did. That's just how these things work. The later and later you go, the more the numbers get inflated. So you always try to get stuff done earlier rather than later. You know, the Bengals are getting burned by that.
216-474-0092. So how do you feel about Miles now? How do fans feel about Miles now? How do you feel about Miles now?
I'll be honest. I think 15 years ago me, 20 years ago me, would be very annoyed with Miles and then wait till he plays good when the season starts. And then when that happens, then I probably would have done an about face. I'm at this stage where we've just been around so, not just in Cleveland, just around athletes and the way that the money is ballooned and the way that we've seen it work both ways. We've seen teams show no loyalty to players. And
also, I think you have a sense of responsibility to your comments. And what you say now, it's like, again, what we say about a guy, I might have to look that guy in the face. You're going back to the whole Joe Thomas trading him thing. You're like, yeah, I told Ed, you had to tell Joe that you wanted him traded. Like, you told him to his face. So there's a sense of responsibility where it's like, if I sit here and say, bleep Miles, Miles drug us through the mud, Miles put down, which he didn't put us down. He didn't put down the fan base. Franchise, it might be a little bit different. But if I say all those things, and then he goes out and he has 4 sacks in a football game, and I celebrate it, those comments are used against
you.
Well,
I did it. I mean, that was LeBron. That was LeBron to a team. Everybody in this city said
you can walk back those comments if you want to, and people have done it. We've all walked back a comment or two in time. But
the difference was the LeBron thing. It took 4 years, 5 years. You had to wait 5 years to take some of it back.
But he's probably the best example. He's probably the best example why I just don't get really worked up over this stuff. Probably the way I used to. Once LeBron left and came back, then it's like, hey, anything could probably be put back together. Anything could be fixed. I'll tell you.
And Miles didn't end up missing a game.
Yeah, but I will tell you, I was a bit surprised, and it gives me a new zest to see what they're going to do. I still don't know how aggressive they can be.
But you're wondering
today.
What they can pull out of a hat.
Yes.
What kind of wizardry there is. At least it gives all of us a little bit of hope, even though we know it's not a great situation.
Yeah.
We know that the real free agency, the nuts and bolts,
yes,
already done, the legal tampering before that even gets started down in Indy at the Combine is where a lot of these deals already got formulated.
And what I felt, even over the weekend, because I might have texted you on Friday. At least I felt it. Maybe I didn't, but I wanted to. I regretted, because we talked about how awkward it was going to be for Miles to sit out during OTAs and mini camp and be ready to sit out during the season, as that reported said from Tom Pelissero that he was ready to miss games. And I go, man, if they take Shedeur Sanders and then they have to put Shedeur in front of the media, and it never came out of my mouth. And it was like, it happened at like 11:30 and I regret it and go, why didn't I say this 90 minutes ago? Or I'm like, we didn't even see Deion's going to have to give press conferences during fall camp. Deion's going to have things to say publicly, and people are going to ask him, Miles is holding out, your son plays for the Browns. He doesn't want to play with your son. And you know Deion's going to have a lot to say. I go, my God, this is going to get real ugly here, because Deion might shoot his mouth off. And then by Sunday,
it's all gone.
All gone.
With yesterday's news, it's all gone.
If he comes out, now we know this, if he comes out and he's missing in the first how many games, or all season, doesn't matter, and they're not very good. This is used against him. This is just used against him. That's the way it works. But if he goes out there and he has a Myles Garrett season, 14, 18 sacks, I don't know how they're going to do as far as the team is concerned. And I still, you want to talk about comments, I don't find him to be the heart, soul leader of the football team. I think he's tried here and there, but I don't think it's been given a full-on effort by him. I don't know if he's actually knew how to do that. I won't walk back those comments, but yeah, it should make you feel better about the offseason, for crying out loud, because everything sucked leading up until when he got signed yesterday or extended yesterday. So it does make me feel better about that. As far as Miles, my opinion of Miles, frankly, has not changed in the last 48 hours. I respect him as a football player. I do think he's a likable person. He's a great leader.
Do you think you're in the majority or the minority?
I'd like to find out from the callers here. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get to you guys. I want to know from you, how do you feel about Miles now, this morning? He's signed an extension. He's here for a while. $123 million guaranteed. A lot of money. And a no-trade clause in this one, which is going to be key moving for the future. 216-474-0092.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.